Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, good morning, Pensacola. This is not Andrew McKay. You still got the B team for the rest of the week. This is Rusty Branch, and yes, that is my real name. It's not a radio or stage name, but I am the Vice President of Human Resources and Community Engagement at Innisfree Hotels, and I'm also the Executive Director of our HIVE Foundation. Some people around town know of that organization. I've lived here in Pensacola for 22 years, so I call it home now, but originally from just east of Mariana in a town called Grand Ridge. Here in Florida, I say Jackson County a lot, and people think Mississippi. But today, I'm not hosting alone. I have a true Pensacolian with me today. I think his people moved here from Polk County after a bear wrestling incident. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
It's a gorilla.
Oh, gorilla. Okay, all right. I knew there was something with an animal. But he's a hometown guy. He serves on our city council. He's a wonderful husband, father, friend, or at least these are all the things he told me to say about him. Ladies and gentlemen, or as Delta is now saying, everyone, Mr. Jared Moore.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Pensacola. And good to be here with you, Rusty, filling in Andrew's big shoes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, listen, I heard that the mayor yesterday said, and I just wanted to clarify this before we get going here. He said Palafox was the iconic street of Pensacola. Did he mean 9 Mile Road?
We don't even need to call him. I'm certain he did not. That's
Is that right? Well, yeah. Dickie Appleyard, the PR guru, he calls 9 Mile the new Main Street. So
we'll see. I'll shake my lucky eight ball here, and we'll see what it says.
Oh gosh, well, we're glad to be hosting this morning. I know you've had a couple other hosts this week, you may be already turning your radio off. If you are, that's cool. You want to turn it back on later. We're going to have the mayor here today, so that's going to be cool, and a few other interviews. But Jared, you and I have been knowing each other for probably, 10, 15 years now?
That's it. A long time, a lot of miles, Palafox, and just about every other street we've run up and had a lot of good times together, that's for sure.
Yeah. So Jared and I know each other from running initially, and we've been a part of the running community, and I think, Jared, you're now part of the walking community. Is this correct?
We call it the joggers. Let's keep the gloves up.
Yeah. That's a little low blow there. No. But we've been knowing each other for years. We've run together. We've just been friends. And, Jared, you've been serving city council now. This is your second term. Is that correct?
That's it. They're calling me. I started out. There was, I think, 40-some years of combined experience, and used to be one meeting a month. They quickly voted to two, and then everybody bailed. And suddenly I was the most experienced guy on the council with 2 years under my belt. So, yeah, I've been in there 6 years and enjoying it. It's a great way to develop a very close relationship with the community.
So, yeah. It's something when you can look around the council and the guy who's been here 2 years, it's like, what do we do? Yeah. how does this work?
You guys listen to me.
Yeah, no. So Jared, you got kids, you're married.
Married. That's it. I'm married, coming up next couple of years on the 2-decade mark. We've got 4 kids, two in high school, 2 in middle school. So I don't know anything, but if we have any questions, we can call them. They know a lot of things.
Yeah.
Good kids. And, own a business in town, J&M Valves. So we're an industrial valve wholesaler, selling valves. It's a conversation killer, but, we sell industrial valves all over the country, despite what Rusty may say. Sometimes he likes to say I sell rubber hoses. That's not true. There's not one rubber hose on the property, just a bunch of industrial valves, a lot of metal.
I've been to Jared's warehouse. There are rubber hoses of all sizes. So anyways, that's great. No, yeah, it's a funny thing about kids, right? I have 4 kids of my own at different age ranges. We won't get into that maybe later. But yeah, the longer you go, the less you know, right? And I've actually discovered that's true. I don't have a clue what I'm doing about half the time. But fortunately, we both have wonderful spouses, and they help us get through all of this. So anyways, today we're going to have a good time. We're going to pick on some people, pick on each other. We're going to You know, laugh it up a little bit, have some good guests. I said the mayor's going to be here. I think the superintendent of schools, Mr. Leonard's going to give a report in how back to school's going first week. I got a special guest that's going to be coming from far away. I guess you would call that a correspondent. Is that radio language?
Man.
Yeah. Is it?
That yeah. sounds so official.
It did sound good, didn't it?
Yeah.
I even wore my Innisfree shirt here as sort of an advertisement, and Jared's like, well, they can't see you. So I missed that piece, right? But no, we're going to have fun with that, and we got a special, really special guest, another friend of ours, Jack Zesch, or Zosh, as we used to call him.
That's right.
I can remember Jack's a jazz pianist, and we went to see a show, and we all called him Jack Zosh, and he introduced himself as Jack Zesch, and we were confused why he didn't know his last name. It was
right.
It was weird, but he's from Rochester, New York, so we give him a pass on that, right?
Right.
I think Saul Alinsky said it was the biggest plantation up north. Jack says that is not true. So, but anyways, are we going to do a traffic on the fives now already? Or is there no fives at 5 o'clock? No. Oh, so no traffic at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Who knew?
So that's terrific. I had it built in our playlist, so you can tell how professional we are here. But anyways, so what's going on downtown? What's going on in the city, Jared? I know we're going to talk about some of that, but what are some of the things that are happening that we need to know about? You're in the middle of it. You're city council. You're the elder statesman. You've just established that. So what's happening around the city?
Yeah, man, there is a lot happening. I think, you know, that's a lot of times you talk about government moving slowly, and I will say that is one thing that Mayor Reeves has brought. He comes in as a businessman, and he operates with urgency. A lot of times it's strap in and let's keep up. So you obviously heard just now the announcement about Palafox. You know, you say, hey, I thought that was one of America's greatest streets. We're redoing it. But when you look at those plans, I think it's something really, you know, really impressive. It looks like it's going to go from good to great.
Yeah. And Jerry Pate design on that, I saw.
That's yeah. right, yeah.
Yeah, it's great to have a local firm doing that. You know, so often we have to go somewhere else and get a specialist to come in. But we got such good talent here in Pensacola. And I always tell people when we're in business, you know, we're training something, we're telling our employees how to, you know, we should be doing this or that. And it's like, well, they don't listen. But if you can get somebody to come in with a briefcase, you know, on an airplane and say the same thing, it's like, holy cow, you know, this is revelatory. But love to see DC using local firm, and the designs were beautiful. And we'll ask him about that a little bit later on. But what else? You were going into some other stuff.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That obviously, last week you saw we got a unanimous vote to execute a lease on parcel 5 at the Community Maritime Park. It only took us, I guess, about a decade and a half. But there's a covenant in the community in that lease. So that, you know, we'll encourage the utilization of local firms, local labor. Utilizing our local talent for the, you know, what will have to be at a minimum will be a $50 million development. But I think, you know, logic tells you it'll be much, much more than that. So be a lot of work going on out there. The airport's obviously blowing and growing. One of our biggest priorities right now is to get the new terminal established there. And we had our budget workshop last week and this week. And one of the big questions asked was, you know, how much growth is too much growth. You know, we like our quaint town, and the answer was given, hey, the growth with the airport isn't about growth. It's about providing for the growth that's already there.
Oh yeah.
We're not trying to make the airport bigger. We're just trying to put the infrastructure in place to be able to take care of the employments that we have taken place already.
Yeah, that's the old DOT strategy. Well, we know traffic is coming. Well, wait till it gets there and then we'll fix the road, right? We need problems before we fix the road. So,
yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. We're going to talk about all that this morning and have some guests on. I don't know if we need to take a break. We're going to go to a commercial now. So I'm that's Jared Moore. I'm Rusty Branch. We're filling in for Andrew McKay. And this is Good Morning Pensacola, right? So, all right.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. Under my leadership, we have expanded our honors, advanced placement, and dual enrollment classes, started a middle school sports program, middle and high school orchestra program, girls beach volleyball program, and Santa Rosa is now a Space Florida Space Academy school district. Let's continue to expand the opportunities for our students. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze Car Vent Clips, now with 3 times greater scent control, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing, which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for Supervisor of Elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name, vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
News. I'm Rusty Branch, and Jared Moore, Councilman Jared Moore, is co-hosting with me as we're sitting in for Andrew McKay today. Andrew's away on a much-needed break. I think he's got the Democratic National Convention next week, so you definitely need a break if you're going to that the week before. But speaking of elections and campaigns and the commercials we've been hearing and going to hear all morning, Jared, you've run for office, and you know I think it's easy sometimes to throw darts at people. I think of our friend and sort of Pensacola elder statesman, Jim Reeves. He always gives money to people who run, right? Even it's some amount if they come and meet with him, because he says you had the courage to step into the arena, to put your name on the line. And again, it's easy to be negative. It's easy to point out flaws in individuals. But, you know, I think it takes something, right, to step up and to run for office, to be willing to serve the community. And I think these folks on some level, maybe I don't agree with every one of them, and they certainly don't agree with me, I'm sure. But they've stepped into the arena. And so you've done that. And I just love to hear your thoughts on these folks who've run and just running in general.
Yeah, and you know what, Jim probably has that perspective because he's run and held office before, yeah. Right? So it is one of those things. Haven't sat in the seat. I say, I don't know if your parents said this in Grand Ridge, but in the greater metropolis of Pensacola, parents would say, you know, every kid should have a job once as a waiter. You know, you ought to have to wait on people to develop some, you know, certain character traits, and it helps you develop a perspective. Having sat in this seat, everybody should file for, maybe not everybody, but it is a very enlightening position in much the same way, where you develop some connection and you know, maybe even a humility to see certain things. But it's an arduous process. You know, everybody's got opinions, as you say, and you're putting your opinion out there to say, hey, everybody have an opinion about my opinion now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's not just you on the line, right? It's your family. Because I'm sure your wife gets asked these questions. You know, I'm on a board with Jeff Bergosh's wife down at the YMCA, and a lot of times she kind of gets asked things. Well, can you ask Jeff this, right? So you can tell it's not just an individual's choice to run, right? It's a family decision.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, my wife's gotten really good at saying, oh, here, let me give you Jared's number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, too. I've always thought it was interesting. You know, people want to run for office. It's kind of like being a pastor. A lot of people, oh, I could be the preacher, right? Because they think they just stand up on Sunday mornings and tell people what to do and how to do it, right? But really, pastoring is much more than that. It's bedside. It's going to hospitals. It's funerals. It's counseling. It's you know, being with people in some you know, really sticky moments. And I think, you know, the commissioners, city council members, the mayor, when I talk to them, a lot of times what they're dealing with is drainage issues, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, when are you going to pave my road? When are you going to fix that pothole? It's not the big issues. It's not grandstanding. It's really a lot of issues. My brother, who's going to be on this call, he was a commissioner at 18. My dad's a commissioner now in Jackson County. And yeah, we didn't say be a waiter over there. So everybody should work in the watermelon field once, you know, because you I don't know what you learned there other than hot and sweaty. But yeah, it's all those things that you take on, right? Nobody thinks about that. But when people in your district need to ask for something, who do they call? They call you, right? A tree down or this or that. So I just want to applaud the folks that are out there running. I know there can become big personalities and it becomes about the personalities and, but, you know, thankful that people will step into the arena, and take on, these important issues and these important positions. And so thanks to you, Jared, for running. Thanks to others. And, any other thoughts you got about that?
No, I really like that point you made there though, that it is, you know, so I think the city council, we meet at most, 2-3 times a month. But the day-to-day is really where the satisfying and fulfilling part of that job is. The individual's calling that, hey, there's a new fee on this bill that I'm getting from this utility that it's, and you can tell, it's causing a great deal of anxiety for them. And, you know, a lot of times you run for those offices saying, hey, I want to make quality of life better. I want to make my neighbor's life better. A lot of times it's those things, being in those moments, being available to help, you know, or make a call. Hey, you're having this issue with this state agency, or just being a connector. In mm-hmm. some ways, I say it's city council, but it becomes more of a counselor. The, you know, not C-O-U-N-C-I-L, C-O-U-S-E-L, where you're just being with people during things that are causing them, you know, some sort of hardship. Those are the real fulfilling moments. There's no minutes captured. It's mm-hmm. just you and a neighbor and helping them figure things out. So I like that point you made there, Rusty.
Yeah, good. Is that billable hours over? Do you get to?
It's a salary, straight pay salary. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it. You.
Will the new overtime rules affect you at all?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, again, and you know, I think to say that also doesn't mean that we can't criticize, right? You know, going back to my pastor analogy.
Nobody needs that reminder.
Yeah, right. Nobody. Well, you know, and to have an open dialogue and to talk about the issues and we can disagree. I know we get into this sort of hyper, you know, social media environment that we're in where everybody has a sounding board. Not everybody gets asked to come sit behind a microphone for Andrew McKay and can, you know, share their opinions and thoughts. But everybody has a platform. So, but we need to talk about the news. And so we're going to go to David Wayne and see what's happening. What's coming up with the news, David?
Well, of course, we'll have there are a couple of big arrests were made. We'll have that in our newscast. A couple of our national headlines today. Texas is near total ban on abortions, facing a new lawsuit. Two women are now suing, claiming their doctors refused to treat ectopic pregnancies. Now, this lawsuit says physicians were so intimidated by the risk that they could be jailed, they refused to perform even protected abortions in the state. The United Auto Workers has filed federal labor charges against former President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Now, this comes after Trump and Musk had their two-hour conversation on X on Monday night. During that interview, Trump praised Musk, who owns Tesla. The USDA expanding testing for bird flu in beef that's entering the nation's food supply. The decision comes as almost 200 herds of dairy cattle now have contracted bird flu since March. USDA officials say American beef and dairy products are still safe to consume, but they are expanding the testing starting in September.
All right. Thanks for that, David. And we're here at 529. We're going to have a hard break here at the bottom, but Jared and I were just discussing running for office, the stepping into that space, you know, the responsibilities and the duties, and then the ability. So yeah, it's campaign season. As As a matter of fact, I think we saw in District 4 a couple mailers in the last few weeks that have gotten people riled up. So it's getting down to that time when people are making a go at it and you know, really laying issues out and some things that aren't always so seemingly nice. I remember a campaign strategist that I worked with in Tallahassee, and he said, "Rusty, there are no nice campaigns. At some point, you got to point out why you're better than the other person, right?" And so, anyways, we're at that point, but it's good stuff. We're going to head now. I'm Rusty Branch. This is Jared Moore. We're filling in for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News, and we're going to head to break now.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The presidential candidates fanning out across the country.
The locations these campaigns are targeting are not a surprise. Former President Trump is expected to travel from Florida to Asheville, North Carolina today. His running mate, J.D. Vance, will speak to a rally in Battleground, Michigan, in Byron Center in the southwest region of Grand Rapids. Today's focus for the former president will be, of course, on the economy.
Fox's Mike Emanuel, 24 days out of the press conference or interview with a reporter for Vice President Harris since becoming the top of the Democratic ticket. But former Republican candidate for president Nikki Haley offers some advice for her party.
One thing Republicans have to stop doing, quit whining about her. We knew it was going to be her. She's not going to give an interview.
Haley on Fox's special report. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 79 degrees this morning, partly cloudy in Pensacola. An arrest has been made for that ambush-style triple homicide that happened at West Jackson Square in April. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested this week on three counts of first-degree premeditated murder. That shooting happened at an adult birthday party back on April 28th. The three victims were sitting in a car in the parking lot at West Jackson's on West Jackson Street when they were gunned down. And since that incident, there have been multiple ambush-style shootings across Escambia County. And that investigation into that case does still continue. Officials in Alabama now searching for two escaped inmates in Brewton. The Escambia County, Alabama Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Cameron Garner and 21-year-old Joseph Loper escaped on Monday. At that time, they would have been wearing white thermal underwear and no shoes. Garner was being held on a burglary charge, also attempting to elude. Loper was in jail for a failure to appear charge. Now, if you have any information on either of those men's locations, you should contact the Escambia County, Alabama Sheriff's Office. The biggest street redesign in Pensacola history. That's what Mayor D.C. Reeves called the conceptual project called the New Palafox, which would completely reimagine the iconic Palafox Street downtown with a massive amount of brick paver work and pedestrian walkways and intersections. Reeves said it would make downtown safer and also more walkable.
The funding of this project will be put together between a great community partnership with FPL, with your parking revenue, these are the types of projects that we want to take on. Increase safety, increase walkability, and better aesthetic to continue to allow our residents and visitors to enjoy downtown and really have a new Palafox in every sense of the word.
And Reeves says this project would still be in the very early design phase. They are looking for public input on this. You can see the design online at thenewpalafox.com. And the earliest that construction could begin would be spring of next year. A Florida-based rescue operation now on the ground in Lebanon, making plans to rescue Americans that are trapped in areas held by Hezbollah. Brian Stem is the founder of Project Dynamo and now heads an organization known as Gray Bull Rescue. He says he and his teams have been operating for weeks to set up people and logistics.
The State Department has been telling people to leave, Lebanon for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks already. Generally speaking, most people don't listen.
And Stern says his team has already conducted several operations, including one to get a Michigan man and his Lebanese wife out of Hezbollah territory. Yeah, we are expecting another real hot day. The National Weather Service with a heat advisory in effect across the panhandle today. Heat index values up to 112 expected. The National Weather Service does say these extreme temperatures could cause heat illness. They suggest drinking a lot of water and staying in the air conditioning if possible. Also, of course, checking up on your friends and neighbors that may not have that ability. It is 5:35 right now, and as of right now, it's only 79 degrees. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report this morning.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Huawei is preparing to launch a new AI chip to challenge NVIDIA's H100 amid U.S. sanctions aiming to curb its tech advances. The Wall Street Journal reports potential clients have already begun testing the chip, and this includes ByteDance and China Mobile. Google has launched its first AI-powered Android update and new Pixel 9 phones. The Gemini Assistant can, for example, draft an email, navigate smartphone features, or create images. The Pixel 9 series has an upgraded camera and a screen that's 35% brighter. The Consumer Price Index, another key inflation report closely watched by the feds, is set to be released this morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The report for July is likely to show a rise of 0.2% month over month. That's according to economists surveyed by Dow Jones. In June, the CPI declined 0.1% month over month. Futures are mixed ahead of this morning's inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
5:36, our next news at 6 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you need to have work done in your home, the air conditioner, electrical, plumbing, or heating, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been around for 55 years. Of course, started in Panama City, but they've been expanding ever since. They've been in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field. They've expanded all the way east to Tallahassee, and recently, last year, they expanded west into Alabama, actually, into Baldwin County, and this year to Mobile County. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast in the Central Time Zone, they'll take care of you, and a little bit of the Eastern Time Zone, too. Now, if you need the work done, they've got a couple of specials going on right now. $55 for an AC inspection. That's a pretty good deal. If you do get work done, there's no service fee at all right now. That's totally waived, and you get $55 off the repairs. Now, if you need to have something replaced, and, you know, sometimes that happens. You can't just repair the system. You got to replace it. $555 off of the system replacement. So, Peden will either make it cheaper for you to have the repairs done or cheaper to actually have the replacement done if that's what you need to do. Find out more. Schedule an appointment. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Peden, PEDEN.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Back to Pensacola Morning News. This is Rusty Branch, and Jared Moore is with me co-hosting today, and we're filling in for Andrew McKay, who is off on a much-needed break as he gets ready for the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. So that'll be a fun time for him. Jared, we were talking about downtown earlier and Palafox redesign, things going on, and you even made a comment, you know, is it happening too fast, right? And that sort of position between government and business, the business mind wants to move quick, government slows things down. I actually think that's healthy. But the question is it growing too fast? Is it happening too fast? And just this week on Monday, we saw that the old stinky, as the P&J headline read, Mr. Studer has announced that he's got potentially something like 605 units coming to that property that he's had for some years now. So just wanted to take a few minutes and to talk about that and maybe read a little bit from Jim Little's article that was in the P&J. And I don't know about you, but I just love Jim Little. He is such a great guy. As a matter of fact, I have him in my top three news people in Pensacola. Obviously, Sue Strong's number one, right? I mean, she is a foundation of the community. I love Lisa Longlighter, L3, and what she's doing. And then Jim Little, they're my top three news people.
Rusty.
Yeah, what?
You forgot somebody.
That's my top three.
How about what about Andrew McKay?
Oh, yes. No, yeah. Well, look. I've got Andrew McKay and Rick Outson in my top two bad boys of news in Pensacola. I mean, these guys aren't afraid to stir it up. They'll have a hot take. As a matter of fact, I kind of think of them as Slater and Zach at Bayside High, a little 90s reference there. You know, they were always battling it out. But let me read this to you, though, Jared, and tell me what you think. And sorry, Andrew, if you didn't make that top three, but you're my bad boy top two. So I'm not saying who's one or two. I'm not saying that either.
Who's Zach and who's Slater?
Yeah,
I think is the bigger question.
Well, where's Kelly Kapowski when you need her, right? She can make that. But anyways, this is what Jim Little writes. Pensacola businessman Quinn Studer said that the former ECUA sewage treatment plant, once known as Old Stinky, is under contract with two developers who plan to build 605 residential units. This 19-acre property was part of the West Main Master Plan developed by DPZ. We also know DPZ had some to do with OLF-8 and that design out there. But this West Main Master Plan a few years back called for residential. It called for a commercial space. It called for a little bit of a road diet. Some of that's already happened. But I guess my question is, with that, with the Inspire project at Maritime Park, which you all just dealt with this past week, is this too much growth downtown?
Well, I think, you know, you fight past the knee-jerk reaction to just kind of ask your gut. I like to pause and and consult my brain, right? So when you go to this West May master plan, right? I mean, we've gone through the trouble of having experts and really and truly DPZ and Jeff Speck that came in as part of that West Main master plan development, their credentials, there's some great talent that we were able to have part of this process. And you look at what they've prescribed in my mind, depending on how many acres, right? You got about 19 acres there, depending on the acreage he's got. That's exactly what they call for. I mean, so in that West Main master plan, they talk about having more of your density down in south of Main Street at CMP, but having kind of a lighter intensity, lighter density of residential development consistent with the tan yard there on the old stinkier, the ECUA site. And so 600 units, certainly as far as for what they called for, or what would even be allowable by right, is not an intensity that exceeds that. We'll see. They also call out in that West May master plan, they acknowledge that because of the FEMA floodplain maps, there's going to be some challenges to make a project pencil without maybe having to exceed some of what they call for as the ideal, you know, the sweet spot. So we'll see. You know, you got to build up, and to build up, your ground level, your first habitable floor is what I mean by build up. Mm-hmm. They've got to go up 7 to 9 feet.
Wow.
For the first habitable floor. Yeah. To do that kind of construction is expensive.
Yeah.
To make a project like that pencil, typically you got to create more opportunities in there, more density. So we'll see what they do, but.
Well, you know, and I have a real tendency to trust whatever Mr. Studer's doing. I think he's just done wonderful things in this community and taken some weird arrows at times over the years. But when he's in it, I think his heart's in it. It's for the community, and he's trying to do the right thing. So I think this will be an interesting project. We'll talk more about that as we come back from this break.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki delivered with a water and sewer rate hike of zero during COVID and none over CPI in the last 4 years. Vicki promised infrastructure repairs. She delivered a 16-year plan of reparations, spending hundreds of millions repairing or replacing your infrastructure. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Back to the Pensacola Morning News. I am Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay, and that song was picked specifically for Jared Moore. You all may not know, but he was once voted one of Pensacola's most eligible bachelors. That was until a Brazilian firecracker named Frenchy stole his heart. And for those of you listening who think you know Jared and Frenchy, it is not Frenchy. Including my mom. Frenchy is the right name. And so we're filling in for Andrew McKay as he's away on a much-needed vacation, getting ready for the Democratic National Convention next week, which is, you know, just set to be all eyes in Escambia County will be glued to that, I'm sure, since this is Trump country. But we need to go to news with David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got?
Well, good morning, guys. Tropical storm Ernesto still pounding Puerto Rico today with torrential rainfall. Forecasters warning that that could strengthen into a hurricane today. Now, that's not expected to hit the U.S. mainland. Welcome news, I'm sure, for everybody in Florida. But Ernesto currently packing winds of about 70 miles per hour. New York City's portal to Dublin is ending its run next month. The portal in the Flatiron District lets you see people real time in Dublin. It temporarily closed down in May, 6 days after it opened due to bad behavior. I guess that's that video link between New York and Dublin there.
Interesting.
And hold on, I had one more. Where did it go? Computers always close down on me. And Arizona could have the opportunity to establish a fundamental right to abortion. Now, the Arizona Secretary of State said a measure that would do that has now has enough signatures in the state to make their ballot. So they'll also be working on a state constitutional amendment there.
Wow. Great. Well, let me ask you a quick question, David. Is David Wayne your real name or is that like a professional business name?
That is my radio name.
Radio name. Yes. Okay. And I asked that question because I actually did not know about radio names and those sorts of things. And I was here when Cat Country launched back. When was that? 02, 04-ish time frame. New to town from Grand Ridge. Grand Ridge is about, I don't know, 200-300 people. We farm. We have, and it's the kind of place you still wave at everybody you pass on the road. So when I first moved over here, Davis Highway was kind of hard for me. I waved at a lot of people. It was really weird. But anyways, I didn't know about that. And I thought, what luck for Cat Country to find a DJ named Brent Lane and Dana Cervantes. I was like, holy cow, there's a Brent Lane. Like, what were the odds of them finding those individuals?
Well, you know, when I first hired on 16 years ago, I was given the name Pickens.
Pickens.
John Pickens.
John Pickens. Nice.
Pensacola reference.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah, that's great. Well, you know what? I was also confused when we used to go to Mesquite Charlie's and all the servers had names like Dakota or Montana. Yeah. I was like, how did they get these Western sounding names?
Well, you know, when I came here, they let me pick my own name, and but they recommended some street names. But I picked Wayne, and I'm like, I'm going to be the only one who doesn't have a street name. This will be great. And then it wasn't more than a couple months ago, I was driving, and I saw a Wayne Street, and I just...
There you go,
Well, even I got it.
It's kind of a Ricky Bobby name, two first names, right? You could drive NASCAR. David Wayne in the 8 car.
That's the real goal.
Yeah, there you go. Jared, if you had a radio name, stage name, what would it be?
Well, you know, I used to be an educator, and I taught Spanish, so it was the Latin theme.
You used to be an educator?
Now I'm a legislator.
Yeah, there you go.
The kids called me J-Mo, like a playoff of J-Lo. So maybe that would be my stage
name. There you go. Yeah. Well, mine, I can tell you, Rusty Branch sounds like it, but that's my real name. I don't have red hair. I'm not sure. It was hard growing up. There were only dogs named Rusty that I knew, no other people. But mine would be Tony Maselli, right?
T- From Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get it, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it would be amazing. I love Tony Danza and Tony Maselli. It would be a great icebreaker. You know, the way it would get things started. People would be like, are you from Who's the Boss? Like you just said. And I would say, no, that's not me. I'm not that guy, right? So speaking of Who's the Boss, let me ask you a quick question since we're asking. I don't know what we're on time, but do you still remember, Jared, where you were when Who's the Boss was canceled?
It's not playing still?
No, well, there's reruns, but I remember where I was in 92 when that happened. I was 12. It was heartbreaking. You know, there are a few things in life that you just will always remember where you were when they happened. The Challenger explosion, 9/11, the day Conway Twitty died.
Who?
Conway Twitty in late summer of 93, Branson, Missouri. I still remember where I was when I heard about it.
Conway Twitty.
Yeah, the country singer. Look, it wasn't a big deal to me, quite frankly, that Conway had passed, but the Branch family was a big deal. Many of the men cried, including my Uncle Cecil, who was a roadside mechanic but a hopeless romantic. And he loved a good power love ballad, and Conway could bring them. So yeah, they're just things in life you'll never forget. Who's the Boss canceling and Conway Twitty passing away for me are two of those. But anyways.
Seriously say who is Conway Twitty?
Well, I do know he died in Springfield, Missouri, which is where I was born.
Okay.
So I'm just, this is, so I was getting into my radio, J-Mo.
Because I was like, hold on a second, we're going to have a history lesson.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know Conway Twitty and I know Marty Rabin. So I know Shenandoah's coming to Pensacola soon, and I've got tickets. I'm going to see Shenandoah. So
should
I
be a good show. Yeah.
Where's Shenandoah going to be at?
At the Sanger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Gonna be a good show, you know. I want to be loved like that.
Oh, there you go.
Look at there.
Yeah. Meet in the Middle. Was that Shenandoah?
I think so.
No, are we? We'll ask. We Kat, got all these. We'll ask Kat Country
That's
after
right.
this.
That's
They'll
right.
know it.
Next break.
Yeah. So, are we at a break now? Where are we at? What do we got going on?
Keep going.
We're good. We can just keep going here. So back to the downtown. You know, is it happening too fast? Is it too much? You were saying that really kind of fits into the West Main master plan. So, at this point, we're kind of trending in the right direction. Is this correct?
That's sure the way that I see it. You know, it's right in line with what was been planned. And, you know, it's kind of the thing that's been preached, right? Somewhere to work, live, and play downtown. Work, live, and play. I remember picking up Frenchie, not Frenchie. Back then, she was working at a running shoe store down there, good old Running Wild on Palafox. And I'd pick her up on Fridays, and we would leave downtown to go on dates. And, you know, obviously, downtown is a different place, and a big part of that is because – you know, you talked about Mr. Quint Studer, but a lot of other people have brought places to live, work, and play.
Mm-hmm.
That equation seems to be working. And so, hey, more people living down there, I think, will be a good thing on that site.
Yeah, oh, terrific. And I think, too, you know, a lot of this gets into parking and traffic. Well, you know, in the last few years with the renaissance, I guess, in 10 or 15 years of Palafox, a lot of the issues of traffic and parking are there. But as you go east and west of Palafox, there's lots of parking. There's lots. So as the city begins to expand and grow that way, I think that was really what the West Main Master Plan was about. You begin to expand, so there are more parking spaces. There's better ability to traverse. It isn't just one street, you know, where we might try back-end parking, angled back-end parking. That was awesome when that happened. Was that Mayor Ashton Hayward?
You know,
I retracted if it was because I love Ashton and I'm not going to act like that was a bad decision. I think it was terrific.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right. And it's got to all be in the same ratio, right? So we talked about that West Main Jeff Speck when he came to town. He had coined this phrase with DPZ about the Pensacola parking syndrome, or I forget the exact way they describe it, but it had to do with Pensacola parking, that essentially you go into an area and you say, man, there's nowhere to park. And you essentially focus on parking, build a bunch of parking, and then there's no reason to go downtown. So plenty of places to park. And effectively, that's what they'd said happened to Pensacola. Downtown Pensacola was dead because you had plenty of places to park, but no reason to go park there. So it's fine in the right ways. And we'll have the mayor, and we can ask him about it. I know he's big on these parking changes, funding a parking garage. So having centralized places to be able to park so you don't have the vehicles on the road, creating the congestion so that the downtown's built smart, right? It's not about too much growth, but smart growth.
Yeah.
Really quickly, Meet in the Middle, Diamond Rio.
Yeah. Jared Moore, Rusty Branch, we're filling in for Andrew McKay. And if you want more of what you just got in the first hour, stay with us.